Are real fun. Alright guys, coming up next to the stage, this next comedian hosts a show here called The Shit Show. The next one is on February 19th. She also does, so I don't know if you've ever done seen this like storytelling thing before, like I know it seems like super original what we're doing, but she does it too, so if you're like, I have to have more, you can go to the last book review show. This is Ever Maynard.
Where are my pants? Okay. Don't need them. Don't need pants. I feel like I look like I'm on meth. You know what? I looked in the mirror when I got here. I was like, what is happening to me? Like, my hair is growing out and my face is breaking out. I'm wearing this jacket and these shorts. Have you guys ever been to Portland? This is it. Now you've all been to Portland. So my story's about meth. Just kidding. No, seriously, does anybody have any? Does anybody want any? I'm just kidding. I hate going to the doctors. I guess that's my grind. That's my going to work, because it is a chore for me. I always have really, really, really weird experiences, whenever I go to any type of doctor. I want to talk about the first time I ever got my pap smear. Ladies, let me hear it. Regulate. Okay, guys. You know, we're really unrepresented. I don't think you guys hear it enough. But I was 24, which is like super late to get a pap smear. It's like all up in this house. You know what I mean? Like, rampant. I just gotten health insurance and I lived in Chicago and I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna just go to the closest one because I don't, you know what I mean? It's just like, take off your clothes and then what? Like I'd never been and I was like, they're gonna jam it up there and they're gonna be like, this is all wrong, and then I'm gonna cry, and then like, you know, your brain, one thing leads to another and you're like, eight, and then, I'd never been, I didn't know. So I Googled and the closest, doctor to me was called Galilee Medical and Dental Center, which should have been like the first and only red flag. Like I should have been like, oh, definitely not that one. But in my mind, I was like, cool, okay, a mile away. So I hopped on my bike and I rode there. And the waiting room was like about this size, and there were two desks, maybe from this window to the condiment bar, so not very far. One was for the medical center and the other was for the dental center. But the fun thing about Galilee Medical and Dental Center is that they did not have signs over their desks. There's also only one receptionist and she was at the dental desk. But I walked over there, I was like, hi, I have an appointment. And she spoke broken English. She was Serbian. So she was like, what is your name? And I was like, Maynard. And then she's like, no, you must be for the medical side. And we have this weird exchange about like, okay, I guess I'll go to the other desk. And then I walk to the other desk and she's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We just spoke. And then she was like, hey, have a seat. And then I did. Because what are you gonna like not sit down? Okay. So I already feel anxious like talking about this. But I sat down for like an hour and just like waited and chilled out, you know, a lot of families getting teeth braces off, you know. I'm talking to kids. And then finally my doctor comes in and she was like, come with me. And I'm like, okay. And we go outside of the building and into a separate door for women only. And I was like, spa day! All right, ladies only, no shoes. And things start getting like really just scary as I'm walking down this hallway because all of the other patients' doors are open and they're in stirrups. they're just chilling out. And I'm like, I guess this is, hello, you know what I mean? Like, me too. I guess this is what I'm going to do. And then I get there and my doctor is like, okay, take your clothes off. And I'm like starting. And she's like, not right now. And I was like, too late. You know what I mean? Aggressively undressing in front of her, and mid de-pantsing, my doctor walks in, and she took a look at me, and then she looked in her chart, and she asked me, have you had the real sex? A couple of ladies have had the real sex from me, you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, have I had the real sex? And then I was like kind of shocked, and I was like, yeah, like, I was like questioning my own sex life, and I was like, yes? Have I? And then she goes, you're wasting my time. And like slammed the folder shut and left. And I was like, what? And then I was like, excuse me. And then my nurse, who was also the Serbian receptionist, is jumping for joy about this. She's like, that's great. That's great. And I was like, what? Like, get in there. I have a family history. Like, what do you mean that's great? Like, look around. She's like, ever. You still have your Jaime. A man will want to break the Jaime from you. And I was like, what? You clearly don't understand that no man will ever be breaking this Jaime. And I was like, no, I have, like, my mother has, like, problems. My grandmother, it's like a family history thing. And she's like, ever, stop right there. Until a man breaks your Jaime, you cannot get cancer. And I was like, you're wrong. I knew she was wrong. I was like, that's not right. And then, that's wrong. She's like, and then she gave me a lecture of what a pap smear is. And she told me, in order for a pap smear, we go inside, we take a bite out of your cervix, and if you have your Jaime, we'll break your Jaime. And then what? And I was like, first of all, I broke my Jaime on the bike ride over here over a pothole. Like, get in there! Get in there! And then I was like, okay, well, like, let's say I still have my Jaime, which is pronounced Jaime. And what about, like, STDs or, like, oral sex? And then have you ever been mocked by an idiot? She looked at me and she goes, everybody know nothing transmittable through oral. And I was like, everything is transmittable through oral. And then she goes, what you want me to do? A blood test? Nothing detectable by blood. And I was like, no. And then she left the room and just like left me there. And I was like, and then because the doors were all open, I just shouted down the hallway. I was like, are we done? And she was like, come back tomorrow and get your Gardy shot. And I was like, what's a Gardy shot? And then she's like, she like kind of like scampered back in the room and she's like, a Gardy shot is Gardasil. It helps you not to get HPV. And I was like, so you admit I could have, but then you won't do it. Like, you won't. And then I did go back. But I got my teeth whitened at the same time. Thank you so much.
That sounds like terrifying. Like, no one go to that place, please. For the good of society.